From WFIU Public Media and the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations, welcome to the Moment of Indiana History podcast with your host, Dan Skinner.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from TIAA CREF Tuition Financing, managing independent 529 plan, tomorrow's college tuition today, at i529.org/today.
A woman's work is never done. Indiana Extension Homemakers on this moment of Indiana history. As the subject of home economics swept across land-grant universities at the turn of the century, homemakers clubs sprang up in small towns and farm communities. The Indiana Extension Homemakers Association began in 1913 as an educational service for women running the household. Teachers from the Extension office at Purdue would provide lessons in canning, sewing, nursing, and livestock breeding, among other skills. The all-day sessions proved especially popular by providing a social outlet for women in rural outposts. As membership grew, a full-time agent was assigned to supervise instruction in each county of the state. In the early 50s, the so-called home economics clubs became home demonstrations clubs. And in 1966, they adopted the name they still use, the Extension Homemaker Clubs. The group was also responsible for spearheading public health and welfare initiatives, from school lunch programs to standardized childhood immunizations. In 1980, Indiana Extension Homemakers undertook an oral history project to collect the stories of its early participants. The result was the five-volume compendium, Going to Club, Memories of Hoosier Homemakers. Eleanor Arnold, the project's coordinator, went on to conduct a similar effort at the behest of the National Extension Homemakers Council. Published in 1993, Voices of American Homemakers featured the perspectives of more than 200 women on life in rural America between 1890 and 1940. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.